You ever heard of people playing a game with those things?
Horseshoes.
That's called horseshoes.
Yeah.
You say, what do you say you're doing?
You're pitching.
Pitching horseshoes. Mm-hmm. You ever done that?
Yeah. I'm not too good at it.
Yes. Well, talking about horseshoes, what about the horse's feet, themselves? What do you call those that are protected by the horseshoes?
Hooves.
The hooves. Just one would be
a hoof.
I don't know if you had these animals or not in your part of the country. Were there ever any sheep raised?
Yeah. They're not anymore, but the up around, say, 40, 50 years ago, they were quite common, quite common.
Do you happen to remember what the male sheep was called?
He's a ram.
And the female?
He's a ewe.
What do people raise sheep for?
For the wool. For the wool and the meat.
And the meat. Well, you mentioned last time, we were talking about hogs, hog pen, that kind of thing. What about the male hog?
He's a boar.
He's called a boar.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll say a little one. That would be a
piglet.
Piglet.
Or a show, which is older.
Is a little bit older.
Is a little bit older, a little bit bigger.
I see. And say a hog that's been altered, you would call him
a barrel.
A barrel. And these things that these stiff hairs on a hog's back. Have you ever
bristles?
Those are the bristles. And some of them have these long.
Have tusks.
Tusks. Yeah. Have you ever heard of in your part of the country of a hog that grew up wild? Were there any particular names for
it? Wild boars.
Those were wild boars.
Mm-hmm.
Were they ever called anything besides that?
Not that I know of.
Sounds wild boars. You ever heard of Razorback?
I've heard of it, but not at home.
Yeah. And if you were feeding your hogs, the things that you would pour the feed into, you called that a...
That's a trough.
Mm-hmm. And the plural is...
Troughs.
I mentioned a minute ago when you told me about a barrel that it had been altered.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say has been done to the hog? Altered or has been...
He's been castrated. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of any other term besides that?
Cut.
Would somebody be more likely to say cut?
Probably in female company.
Yeah. What would a farmer be likely to say? Does he usually, maybe your grandfather?
Usually it's pretty often referred to as cutting hogs.
Cutting hogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see. What about the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned? How would you describe that? You'd say, listen to that calf.
I've never heard the noise that a calf makes.
Have you ever heard people say something like he's bellowing or bawling? Something
yeah.
Like that? Which one?
Both.
Both, bellow or bawl.
Mm-hmm.
Or say a cow when it's feeding. Or maybe a cow that wants to be milked. How would you describe the sound that it was making? Have any idea?
Not really, but it's pretty much the same thing as a bellow and a bawl.
Do people around Osceola ever say, listen to that cow low, or listen to that cow moo, something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, but they do that whether they need milking or not.
Mm. We're talking about noises that these animals make. What about the noise made by a horse? You would describe that.
I know you are winning. Mm-hmm.
You ever hear people say knicker?
No.
Nickering? Say if you had just a general term that you would use